Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, dummy.
Hello, Allison.
Oh. How you doing?
Hola.
Allison, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Mostly sober.
Mostly sober.
Not sober for Allison. All right, Allison.
I went out to lunch with my brother and had a margarita, so.
Very nice.
I'm not a cop. Okay, our men's room poll there, Allison. Now pick a Labor Day event. Are you taking the State Fair or any fair in general? PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
State Fair.
Fair it is.
All right.
Fair.
You getting scones? Tomorrow.
Huh?
Are you going to get scones?
Oh, God, yes.
Are you going to get the street corn?
No.
Fine.
But I'll get a funnel cake.
You know what, man? Here's the thing about a funnel. I had not had a funnel cake in years, and we're beached down in Delaware. They got funnel cakes. I'm like, you know, I don't get a funnel cake.
Hell yeah.
I realize as an adult, it is impossible for me to finish this funnel cake. So they hand this thing to me. Brother, the guy hands me the plate. I swear to God, it's like 3 pounds of just grease, powdered sugar, and delicious. So I essentially ate the outer rim of it, took it back to the house we're staying at, and just told the kids, hey, the rest of this is yours.
Do you know how your grandma makes pancakes?
Pretty much like a funnel cake. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you do a half inch of oil
and
you take pancake batter and do that, you can make a funnel cake. It's the same thing.
She called them pancakes because my grandmother, God rest her soul, made the most delicious pancakes ever. But she wanted us to die young. You could feel your heart clogging with grease, but they were so good, you did not care, man.
I want one.
Seriously, man. Seriously. All right, Allison, here is your question. In the 12 days of Christmas, what did my true love give to me on the seventh day?
That would be 7 geese a-laying.
Actually, on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave me herpes. But according to the song, it was swans a-swimming.
Swans
a-swimming.
It'd be 6 geese
so
a-laying.
Close.
What do I do with these things?
I would be so mad. Like, dude, you gave me 7 swans. Like, what do I do with this?
What are they swimming in? I don't have a pond.
Can't you eat swan?
I don't know.
Do people eat swan? You can eat goose.
Correct.
My grandma once ran down a pheasant and ate it.
Pheasant
are tasty. People eat pheasant.
Yeah, but ran it down. I've never, run down a pig, tackled it.
You don't mean to.
Yes, you can eat swan.
She did. It was in the road. And she's like, hey, pheasant for dinner. And she ran it over.
Were you in the car with her when she did this?
Yeah, I was about 3.
Tell you what, I like the...
Damn.
I like your grandma.
Yeah.
Where were you living?
That would have been probably Wisconsin.
Okay, I was going to say, people make fun of West Virginia. Sometimes I hear stories, I'm like, this is not deserved.
Yeah, based on that. Yeah. Did she run down any other animals for dinner?
No, as far as I know, but she did a lot of other weird things, but that was it for dinner.
Okay. Damn. I've never imagined my parents going, ooh, dinner.
It's a dog.
Right.
Well, grandma was wonderful, but also very weird and strange and, you know.
That's like grandmothers are. All right, here's your question. Speaking of food, sorry, it's not road pheasant, but in this case, what is the main ingredient of the dish known as baba ganoush?
God. Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush. That is so fun to say.
Chickpeas.
That's not a bad guess.
Is it eggplant?
It is, in fact, eggplant.
All right.
Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush.
You know, I like eggplant.
Damn.
I do.
I don't know that
I've
had.
Eggplant parm, eggplant fries.
Eggplant parmesan does not count.
All right, what about eggplant fries?
Is it just eggplant cut like fries?
You gotta soak them overnight and stuff.
I'd give them a try.
I feel like if there's a dish and they're like, we've cooked the eggplant, it's underneath the chicken or whatever. Like that restaurant in Mexico. They used to have a dish that had eggplant and then chicken on top.
I never ordered it, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you ever been to a Lebanese restaurant?
I have not.
They have all these things.
Oh, yeah.
They have all of that stuff.
Well, yeah.
It's awesome.
Chickpeas, eggplant.
Tzatziki.
Olives, yeah.
I mean, everything.
You know what else I like?
Beef.
What do you like?
I don't think it's Middle Eastern, but I think it's like Greek orzo. Like an orzo salad in the summer.
It's a little too grainy for me. It doesn't taste bad. I just feel like it's like eating grape nuts. I feel like you spend the rest of the day running your tongue through your mouth and still discovering orzo. All right, Allison, here is your question. What game has the winner striking the loser's wrist with 2 extended fingers?
Oh, my goodness.
Look, you have heard of this game. I did not know that this was, quote, unquote, the finishing move to this game. But it is a game that everyone has played.
Okay, scissors, paper, rock.
No one says it that way, but I'm going to get...
Did you say scissors?
Wait a minute. Don't hang up on her yet.
Wait, what? Scissors, paper, rock?
It's Rochambeau.
Rochambeau, yeah.
But rock, paper, scissors.
Everyone says rock, paper, scissors. I mean, look, there's nothing wrong. You're right. It's just...
What was the drink you had for lunch?
Margarita.
Okay.
Margarita.
I see.
Okay. Shot.
That's why I put her down as not sober.
Wow.
Anybody ever listen to that show, Anthony and Opie?
Hey. Right people.
Hey. Right.
Scissors, paper, rock. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to mess with my head all day.
It's like, can you say the alphabet, you start at C? Like, I got all 26 letters. I just do it randomly.
Right.
I'll do 25.
Yeah.
I'll get an order of ranch with a side of fries.
That's right. A great idea. How about get some syrup and a side of pancakes?
Yeah. Milk and syrup?
Yeah, right.
Can I get some butter and add toast, if you could?
That goes together like carrots and peas.
Right.
Well, there are some places where the last name is your name instead of your first name.
Yeah,
so
not
in that
here.
Instance, I know. I'm just saying.
Like, yeah, like Japan.
I'm trying to think what else you could do. So you'd be Smith. You'd be Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be Montgomery. You know? And you'd be Hawk.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Tom. Okay, Sober Tom, pick a Labor Day event. Would you like to go to the fair? PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
I'll go to the Puyallup Fair.
The Puyallup Fair?
All right, very specific.
The Washington State Fair. Okay.
What does PAX stand for? Anyone know?
Penny Arcade Convention?
For real?
I'm pretty sure Penny Arcade is what it started as,
okay,
right?
That makes sense then. I just wondered.
I don't know why there's an X in it.
If they call it a pot,
it's because it's extreme now.
It's extreme, Ted.
Extreme.
Yeah, they have dew. They have Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Water fountains, nothing but Mountain Dew. All right, Tom, here's your question. The insomnia medication Zolpidem Tartrate is marketed in the United States under what name?
Penny Arcade Expo.
Oh, yikes. I have no idea. Ozempic?
Hold on.
Ask again.
The insomnia medication Zolpidem Tartrate. It's marketed in the United States under what name?
Is this a pharmaceutical drug?
I'm going to give you a hint that'll give it away.
Melatonin.
Does it make you racist?
It has a side effect of racism.
God, what did she take? She
Ambien.
Took
Ambien.
That's right.
Side effect of racism. Who was that?
Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr.
It was Ambien. That's why I dropped the N-bomb. Okay.
I thought Paula Deen used that one, too. Or she just like using
she
the word.
She does not need Ambien, Ted.
No, she right. just said she's from the South.
Paula right. Deen's just straight up like, nah, I just drop it because I'm an a-hole.
Right. Hey, if they can say it, why can't I say it?
Then yeah. you found out.
Naysayer.
Like that teacher.
Yeah. God, oh my, that guy. That dude, stop talking.
Just shut up.
Stop talking. I hear your argument. Shut up. All right, Tom, your question. How many lines are in a limerick?
Ooh.
Five.
Bam.
Got it. Nice job, Tom.
That is correct, sir.